The city of Jericho buzzed with the exciting news. "Jesus is coming," the people shouted to each other. "Let's go and see him." A huge crowd gathered along the road. Everyone was excited to see Jesus. A tax collector named Zacchaeus was in the crowd. Zacchaeus was rich, but he was not popular. Almost everyone hated tax collectors because they worked for the Roman leaders. Zacchaeus was a short man who could not see over the crowd. The people in the crowd would not let the tax collector push to the front so he could see. After trying for a while, Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree that was next to the road. It was a lovely tall tree and gave Zacchaeus a great view. When Jesus reached the tree, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus sitting there. To Zacchaeus' delight, Jesus spoke to him. "Zacchaeus," Jesus called, "hurry down. I must be a guest in your house today." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly able to believe his good fortune. Could it be true? Jesus wanted to come to his house? The crowd was not as pleased as Zacchaeus. In fact, they were very upset. "Jesus is going to the house of a tax collector?" they muttered indignantly to each other. Everyone knows that tax collectors do not follow in God's way. Why would Jesus go to the house of a sinner? When he heard the grumbles of the crowd, Zacchaeus stopped and spoke to Jesus. "Teacher, I give away half of my money to the poor," he stammered. "If I discover that I have cheated anyone, I pay that person back 4 times what I owe him." The crowd went quiet and looked at Zacchaeus in astonishment. Could it be true? Could a tax collector follow in God's way? Jesus smiled and looked around at the crowd. "A good thing has happened here today," said Jesus. "Now you can see by his actions that Zacchaeus is part of the family of God. He is a child of Abraham, just like you. I have come to welcome those on the outside back into the community." Then Zacchaeus and Jesus went to Zacchaeus' home and had a wonderful meal together.